This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on VPN Radio, and this is Prophetic Tuesday. I'm really excited about what the Holy Spirit's going to do today. It's going to be an awesome day here on VPN Radio, and we're just so delighted that you are listening today. And I know by experience that one word from God can change your life forever. And so this is VPN Radio. We're broadcasting live here from 10 to 11 o'clock. And then, of course, this program will be repeated throughout the day. Every Tuesday is Prophetic Tuesday, when I'm giving prophetic words over individuals. And a lot of people have left their names over the past several weeks on my Facebook page. And so I'm going to get right to it in just a moment. But first, we want to remind you that this is Prayer Central, VPN Radio. We're keeping the fire burning on the altar. We're a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, and each day we're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says that all the people should keep the watch of the Lord. We're watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on VPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. VPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening today, that you are joining us today. It's so good to have you, and we are going to get right to it. This is Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day here on VPN Radio. So here we go.
Songs in the silence, I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, welcome to Prophetic Tuesday, everybody. Dale Gentry here, and it's going to be a great day. I get so excited on Tuesday. I just spend time every Tuesday morning, of course, seeking God, calling upon the name of the Lord, and asking the Holy Spirit to give me prophetic words for people, because I know that one word from God can change your life. Over the past several months, we've had hundreds of people that have left their name and for a prophetic word. People long for a word from God. And, of course, you know, I can't get to everybody every Tuesday. But, you know, the Holy Spirit does want to speak to you. And I believe today that I'm going to give some words. There will be other people that I may not call your name here on BPN Radio today. But But you'll begin to hear the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you, because there will be a prophetic anointing that's released. It'll be a release of the Spirit, and I just know from experience that's what happened. So I've been traveling since 1985. I've been serving as a prophetic voice, and in my book, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry, this is free, and all you have to do is go to my website, letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com, and then you can click on resources, and there it is. And you can just read it. You can download it. You can just read it online. And I give prophetic instructions at the back of the book on what the New Testament prophet is. I said the primary work of the prophet is to give prophetic words to churches, cities, and nations. Their secondary work is to identify and train prophetic sons, and I've been doing that. I've had a group of prophetic sons that I've been training now for about 11 years. And then thirdly, the prophet is to give personal words to both to believers and unbelievers, including instructions and information. And so that's what I've been doing. Thousands of prophetic words I've been giving, and I love it. A personal prophecy is given the company of seasoned leaders. And that's what I've been doing all these years. And it contains a nugget of revelation and information concerning a person's future. According to 1 Corinthians 13:9, I'm reading from a book now. We know in part, prophesy in part. It's not a chapter or a book. It's a word from the Lord. Only a small part of the big picture. And this prophecy should be accompanied with the following guidelines. It could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word or a new word. And you must receive this word with your spirit, understanding that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of the supernatural, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, once you receive it in your spirit, you need to take ownership of the word by writing it down. You may say, well, do I have to receive the word? No, you don't. If you don't bear witness to it, you don't have to receive it. I prophesied concerning a man getting a certain house one day, and he said, I don't want that house. So you don't have to take it. But once you do, you need to take ownership by writing it down, according to Jeremiah 32, rehearsing it. I have a friend who has a record of every prophetic word I've given him since 1988. According to 1 Samuel 3:19, we must not let a word fall to the ground. After your prophecy has been received, you must then rest in that word, allowing it to soak in your spirit, resisting the temptation to try and make it happen. Wait for confirmation. If the prophetic word contains a major decision, then wait for even more information. Remember, every decision you make concerning a prophetic word must be confirmed by those you are accountable to, particularly the pastor and leaders of your church. Church members have left many trails of tears after receiving a prophecy and following that word without consulting their pastor or elders. Because not everyone can distinguish the difference between God's voice and the devil's voice, I decided long ago that we would never make any major decisions without the confirmation of the two apostles under whose authority I'm submitted to. I won't proceed without godly confirmation, regardless of how convinced I am that I heard the voice. You must then wait for the fulfillment and then have a party when it comes to pass. And remember that every prophetic word is conditional. Sharing a prophetic word with someone does not bring automatic results. This is one of the dangers and pitfalls of the prophetic. Many people get delusion when their rhema word is not fulfilled, and not realizing that every prophetic word given is conditional. So it is conditional. It's conditional on your obedience. A good example is found in the book of Jonah. The prophet received a prophetic message that he was to go to a city called Nineveh and tell them that in 40 days that their city would be destroyed. The mayor called his city to repentance, prayer, and fasting. God responded by granting his mercies and sparing the city. Jonah was very upset because he didn't like the city, and this turn of events on him appeared to be a false prophet. But it was conditional. God said, I'm going to destroy the city of Nineveh, but it was a condition, and the mayor and the city repented. Somebody said, can I be taught to prophesy? A Christian can no more be taught to prophesy than he can be taught to speak in tongues. Iteret, not a current word in our charisma vocabulary. For the Holy Spirit as a teenager, I was hungry for more of God, but it seemed like it eluded me. And then I tell about my story. So today's a prophetic day, and wow, It's going to be a great day. Remember, you can do spiritual warfare with your prophecy, something the Holy Spirit has spoken to you about. And so, Father, I just pray the will of God be done. Speak to us. I want you to anoint your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears today. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes. And then put your hand on your heart and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart today that I might receive everything you have for me today. Lord, I pray for Dale Gentry. I pray for myself that you would anoint me to minister to people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And I want to share something I saw today. I've got many stories I could tell, but I want to give some prophetic words over people. But several years ago, there was a man by the name of Charles Martin who lives in Oklahoma City, and he used to travel with me quite often. He played a saxophone, and I was ministering in the Dallas-Fort Worth area several years ago, and Charles Martin was ministering with me. It was a great church, a very influential church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And before the service, I was meeting with the pastor for prayer. And Charles Martin went into the pastor's office to pray, and Charles Martin saw this picture on the wall, and he said, "Is that Bernard Johnson?" And the pastor said, "Yes, it is." He said, "Do you know Bernard Johnson?" He said, "I do. He's a friend of mine, and he comes to this church from time to time." And Charles Martin was overwhelmed. He said, "This man has been... he's been my idol ever since I was a boy when I started playing the saxophone." He said, I've always wanted to meet Charles Martin, Bernard Johnson. And he said, I've listened to his saxophone playing, and I've tried to play just like him, and I would love to meet him sometime. Excuse me just a moment. I'll put a cough drop in my mouth. Hang on. So, The next night, Bernard Johnson appeared in the church. And what had happened was Bernard Johnson was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he'd been invited to play for President Clinton. Bernard Johnson had been invited to play for President Clinton. But when the pastor of the church, who was close friends with Bernard Johnson, called him and told him about Charles Martin's story, he was able to get out of playing for the United States of America, and he came to the church where I was ministering that night. And at the close of the service, I still got video of this, at the close of the service, Bernard Johnson and Charles Martin played together while I laid hands on people, gave prophetic words, and ministered to people. It was one of the most awesome experiences that I've ever had. And the Holy Spirit was just reminding me that dreams really do come true, that God desires to make your dreams come true. And he'll bring about divine appointments and divine connections in order to bring that to pass. It is just amazing what the Holy Spirit can do. And I was just amazed. And Charles Martin got up and he began to play. Here's Charles Martin right now. And he and Bernard Johnson, they played just alike. And Bernard Johnson, one of the most famous saxophone players in all the world, was there at the service that night. As I prayed for people, Charles Martin and Bernard Johnson played together just like this. I'm telling you, God can do anything, and he can do it in a short amount of time. And if you can believe, I'm here to tell you on this prophetic Tuesday that if you can believe, all things are possible, and nothing, nothing is impossible. So I'm going to pray. And I have this list of people that's contacted me. And one of the names is Tandy Mitchell. I usually don't call people's last name, but I'm calling, I'm talking to Tandy Mitchell. And Tandy sang the national anthem for President Trump when he came to Dallas. She was on national television. If she'll call and sing a little bit of the national anthem, I'll give her a prophecy. So, Tandy, if you want to be real bold, the number to call is 979 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. You never know what's going to happen on Prophetic Tuesday. But the Holy Spirit is just working with us, and we are and building our faith. So if you want to call me, Tandy, 979-596-0195, and sing a little bit of the national anthem. You've left your name today, like you sing for President Donald Trump. I'll give you a prophetic word here. So I don't know if I've ever offered that trade out or not. The number is 979-596-0195. And a couple of weeks ago, I had people to call in, and today I'm calling out names. But if Tandy does not call soon, somebody might want to take her place and call 979-596-0195. Father, I just pray right now that you just anoint today. It's going to be a great day. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know what I love to do before I start prophesying? I love to pray in the Holy Ghost. I love to pray in tongues. And somebody said, well, I don't pray in tongues. It's okay. But a prayer language is just so powerful. And so, Father, I just pray right now. Manda arriba ishikata araba ute sikata ba ute. Menda araba usikata ba ute. Manda araba usikata arriba ishikata ba ute. Manda arriba ishikata arriba ite. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in Jesus' name. And so, evidently, Tandy is not available to sing the national anthem like she did for President Donald Trump. But I'm going to go ahead and give her a prophetic word anyhow. Tandy, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are to wait. You're to wait for the one you love, and you are to wait for the thing that you love. And God is not playing peekaboo with you, and he is not dangling a carrot out for you, dangling the carrot and then taking it back. I declare that by the Holy Ghost that you must wait for the one you love, and you must wait for the thing that you love, for God desires to bring you complete fulfillment in your life. And just like Charles Martin, dreams really do come true. And Darlene N., the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you, and you're going to sing prophetic songs, and you're going to sing songs to people. Instead of giving them a prophetic word, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you will sing a prophetic word to them. And I bless you right now. And Mary P., in Jesus' name, I declare over you, Mary P., that God is going to make up for lost time in your life. In Jesus' name, lost time. And sometimes we feel like time has passed us by, opportunities have passed us by, but God is going to make up for lost time. And he can do more in 1 year by working his blessing than we can in 100 years trying to work our magic. And Jeffrey R., I bless you right now in Jesus' name as you begin another season of your life. I declare that you're going to be so full of excitement and anticipation. It's just going to be awesome. And you're going to wake up early in the morning, just like it was maybe, I don't know if you've ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, but it's going to be like you're going to go through a season of your life when you're going to wake up and you're going to feel morning after morning like, hey, I'm going to Disney World or Disneyland when you were just a young guy, which you may still be a young guy. Jeffrey, I bless you in Jesus' name. The hand of God is mightily upon you in a new and special way. In Jesus' name. Joshua, you can do this. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you need not be afraid and you need to not be nervous, but make plans. Make no small plans and realize that God is working his timing in the plans that you are making. Hallelujah. And You know, the Bible says that when a man finds a pearl of great price, he goes and he acknowledges that, and he goes and buys and exchanges it for whatever God has put in his heart, maybe for the person that God has put in his heart. And so that man is willing to sell everything for that one person or that one dream. And these are wonderful days in your life, Joshua. Joshua F., I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jason P., Jason P., you are a man of great adventure. And there are people that look at a situation and they're not about to go in that. But you have such boldness and confidence that you are willing, as some people would say in Oklahoma and Texas vernacular, you're willing to charge hell with a water pistol because you're such bold and you have such confidence and you're not afraid. And you'll go where other people are not willing to go, where they are not willing to dwell. And so I just bless you right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Pia A., I declare that incredible anointing to minister in prisons is coming upon you. I declare, Pia, you're going to have an incredible prison ministry. And you're going to minister in prisons where there are men and women. Women and men. And the anointing of God is going to come upon you. And God is going to give you great favor in these prison systems. And revivals are going to break out. In Jesus' name, they're going to break out. Who am I talking to right now?
Hello.
Who is this?
I want to speak to Brother Gentry.
Brother Gentry's on the air.
Yeah, but he gave his number out.
What is your name?
James.
James. What's your last initial or your last name?
Lee.
James Lee. Father, I pray for James Lee right now. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you just come and minister to him right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And James, you know, it makes no difference what has gone on in days gone by. It just makes no difference what's gone on in days gone by. The Holy Spirit is at work in your life, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And you must lay it all down, let it go. What could have been, might have been, should have been. And when you lay all of this down, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, then you're going to take up your next assignment, which is going to be awesome. And so I bless you, James, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, well, I gave that number out, and somebody was willing to take Tandy's place, Tandy Mitchell. I was going to have her to call me. And James, he decided to take her place. So, wow, it's quite amazing. Quite amazing there. And wow, I'm still prophesying here because I know that one word from God can change your life forever. Julie R., in the name of Jesus, I declare that God has been preparing your heart since you were a child, that you just had some incredible encounters with the Holy Spirit when you were a child. And I declare those things that God placed in your heart, you still carry. And you just have this awesome, awesome fear of God. I'm not talking about like man would fear, but you just have this awesome reverence for God. And because of your awesome reverence of God and because you love the presence of God, the Holy Spirit has acknowledged you just as he acknowledged Mary, who sat at his feet. And that's what he's doing with you right now. And I bless you right now because God is at work in your life. And Sally H., in Jesus' name, you know, you need to, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you need to make your request known. And you need to make your request known to God. And you know you know, the Bible says we have not because we ask not. And so If you will ask, then you can receive. So I'm just encouraging you to ask, and you shall receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dreams really do come true. Dreams really do come true. And I'm so excited about that, about dreams really do come true in your life and in your heart. Let's see, who else can I pray for today? Sabata, I pray for you, Sabata. I just keep hearing this word in my spirit about Israel, that God connected you to Israel. There was a disconnect, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a reconnect. And God is opening up major doors between America and Israel at this time. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you that you are a key player. You're a key player. And I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I'm praying right now over Alohasia P. I bless you, Alohasia. I declare that you are understand about covenant. Covenant is a solemn agreement between two different people. And I declare in Jesus' name that God is not a covenant breaker. And there you know that there are some covenants you've made with God, and God is keeping those covenants with you and working your life in a very, very special way. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Carol M., God has given you incredible scientific inventions. You know, I prophesied over a man years ago in Phoenix, Arizona, that God was going to give him that he was in the service, and God gave him an invention that he sold to the Pepsi Cola bottling company, how to take the aftertaste out of NutraSweet or something like that. He sold it, and it was amazing, the profits that it brought into his life. And I just prophesy over you that God is bringing incredible inventions, witty inventions, into your life. And Robert B., I just know that God has given you an anointing to minister in areas of Europe. I just see you traveling to different places in Europe. I just know that God's hand is mightily upon you, working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And so I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And I just appreciate all the people that have given me your name on my Facebook page over the past several weeks. It's just been an honor to be able to speak into your life, to give you a prophetic word, because I know that one word from God can just change your life forever and ever and ever in Jesus' name. So I bless you right now. I just sense the Holy Spirit working in people's lives. And, brother, just something about that. I just declare over you, dot Hayes C., I declare the gift of healing flowing through your life. And in days gone by, you have seen incredible signs, wonders, and miracles and healings. And God, I believe, desires to restore, because history repeats itself. You'll find that about every 20 years that history will repeat itself. And I declare the gift of healing and the signs and wonders and miracles that you experienced in days gone by from the meetings that you have been in is just going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. And by the laying on of your hands and by the gift of healing that's going to begin to operate in you, it's just going to be awesome what God is going to do. I'm prophesying over you, Tacopolo U, B-G. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have sown on many waters, and the harvest the prayer requests that you've given are coming back on every wave. You've sown much seeds of prayer. You've sown seeds of giving. You've sown seeds of sacrifice. And I declare that those seeds are coming back on every wave. Mel, I just tell you, the power of God, Mel R., there is a fresh anointing coming upon you, fresh oil. And you have... because of certain situations that have happened, it's like you've been on the backside of the desert. But God is calling your name once again, and he's bringing you to the forefront with a greater anointing than you've ever had before. And you're helping people come out of the backside of the desert, retirement, people coming out of disappointment, discouragement, despondency, and... God is calling your name, Mel, calling your name, and he's given you a clear word, a clear message to speak in these days and times. And so I bless you right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And Alice P.B., I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, you're such a faithful woman, you're faithful. And God is rewarding you according to your faithfulness. And so there's three things that he wants you to write down. Three things that he wants you to request to him. It's amazing what God desires to do in your life. Charles Martin is here playing some music. A reminder that dreams really do come true. Yeah. Dreams really do come true. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. I want to remind you that tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating our very first anniversary of live broadcasting on BPN Radio. Our very first year, our one-year anniversary, we started broadcasting. We've been on since November of 2014, but tomorrow... our broadcast team is going to be, they're going to be sharing this microphone, and you'll need to listen tomorrow on BPN Radio. Every Thursday is a day of intercession, and some prayer leaders will be helping me, joining me, and we'll be praying because this is a prayer network. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. We worship you right now. We worship you. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, Brian. Brian D., I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to preach the gospel. You're going to tell your story of what God has done in your life, how he's worked in your life. So I pray for you, Brian. Release that anointing to preach the gospel in Jesus' name. Pamela B., Pamela H. B., I declare in Jesus' name that the devil would try to stop you at every turn. And you've been in a spiritual warfare, a spiritual battle, but God is bringing you through. An overwhelming victory is yours. Jonathan T., the presence of Jesus is being manifested in your life. You're going to have incredible dreams and visions, angelic visitation, and God is going to work over you, Jonathan T., supernatural encounters that are going to be quite remarkable. Supernatural encounters They're going to be quite remarkable. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Carol H.S., Carol H.S., the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Major assignments coming your way. Major assignments. And bring you to a place where you are connecting with people that not just want to do it, but you're connecting with people that really are doing it. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I pray for you, Lori B. Lori B. The beginning of a thing and the end of a thing. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the end of a thing is bringing you great, great, great benefits. And so you're making the journey, but you're coming to the end of this one, and it's going to be a time to celebrate. You know, I believe in celebration. So many people, they do not know how to celebrate. And Gina and I, of course, a week or two ago, we were celebrating our 50 years of full-time ministry and our 56 year of marriage. We were celebrating. So I'm telling you, Lori, the celebration is coming. So you got to get ready to celebrate, because God is going to bring you to a place of conclusion on the journey that you're in. But he's going to open a new season. But you got to celebrate this season. And so get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. And Jeffrey J., I bless you, man of God. I declare that the word of God is strong in you. And the gift of memorization, being able to memorize the word of God, is going to be so powerful in your life. And the ability to do that is amazing. And Jim Burkett, I just prophesy over you, man of God, that God is increasing your influence on college and university campuses, not only on Bible school campuses, but on secular campuses. And the ability to set up there is going to be quite right. Set up your table, set up your chair, because God's going to give you a table and a chair to speak and a microphone to speak to these students. It's going to be quite remarkable as you dialogue with them, as you speak into their lives. So you've been on the, and there's been times you've been on the inside looking out, but more times outside looking in. But God is going to give you a divine connection inside of colleges and universities across America, not only in America, but also in the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, and Ireland. So I bless you in Jesus' name, and the best years of your life are on your doorstep in Jesus' name. And I just pray over you, Linda Meeks, I bless you right now in Jesus' name. I declare that you have been a faithful woman, and the hand of God is upon you. And these are days that you must dream in a way, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, these are days you must dream in a way that you've never dreamed before. And Habakkuk chapter 2 says, write the vision down and make it plain. Write the vision down and make it plain. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to begin to have an incredible ministry over people that have received bad reports. And, you know, the Bible says that we are not to fear when we receive a bad report. And yet so many people fall into these strongholds of fear and into a pit of helplessness and hopelessness. And but I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God's going to use you in a very special way to minister to people that are in a pit, or they received a bad report and they are being overwhelmed with all kinds of fear. And you know, there's nothing that can make you more fearful than a doctor's report. And I have a couple of doctors that are spiritual sons, so I believe in the medical profession. I don't revere it, but I believe in it. But the doctor has the the words that can make people so fearful. And so you're going to pray for people, and they're going to begin to believe a report from the Lord. And that's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying, is that God desires to give you a report from the Lord concerning your condition. And in turn, you're going to begin to give other people reports from the Lord. And Aliona, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask the Lord to bless you and cause his faith to shine upon you in Jesus' name. And I declare that God is connecting you to several nations of the world, that you are going to have an international ministry as well as a ministry there in your home country, that God is going to give you connections in several different nations. He's going to give you an opportunity to explore areas and arenas that have been in your heart for a long time. And so you're going to explore things. You're going to dig things out of the dream world, because dreams really do come true. There's a lot of people that have dropped their dreams. And I believe that there are some people that pick up those dreams because they do not believe they can happen. But I believe over you, Aliona, that dreams come true. And there's people who's dropped their dreams, and you are you're picking up those dreams and being able to minister and work and operate in a combination of several different countries in several different nations. Because of your faithfulness, God is rewarding you, and the best is yet to come over you, Aliona. And Marcus R., I bless you. There's an anointing upon your life to declare the word of the Lord. And God has put an incredible revelatory gifting in your life. And Marcus, I declare that you're going to speak that word in Jesus' name. And Bill D., I declare, Bill D., that God is going to give you an incredible gifting, anointing to minister to the homeless, to those that are homeless. And you're going to speak into their lives. It's amazing how many people are living on the streets of America, former doctors and lawyers and educators, business people, as well as those who've just been in poverty for a long, long time. But what is happening that God is just raising up? He's raising up you and others to go to these streets and begin to minister into these lives. Tierra, I declare there come a day that people will call you Dr. Tierra. You are advancing and exploring. Lisa F., there's just a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit that is quite remarkable. And the Holy Spirit is speaking to you in your quiet times, and he is showing you great and mighty things. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Bill Schwartz, as you listen there in Belgium, I bless you, Bill. I mean, God's hand is upon you, and he is giving you influence with people in high places, in government positions. And the gift of revelation that has been somewhat resident in your life is going to begin to explode, and you're going to begin to meet with leaders of your country, political leaders, business leaders, those in different areas, and God is going to begin to use you to interpret dreams. God's going to begin to use you to solve difficult problems, and God is going to begin to open up doors for you to have great favor in the nation of Belgium. You've sown a lot of seed, and God is going to begin to bring a great harvest of the seed that you have been sowing there for a long, long time. Tammy T.O., I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare the gift of the evangelist is upon you, the gift of evangelism, being able to win people, being able to win the lost. And just this great passion for people is going to be so powerful in your life, powerful for those that don't know the Lord, Peggy D, I pray over you, Peggy D. I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And there are so many people out there that have lost their faith. They've lost their trust in God. But you're going to speak to them. And there's going to be the fire of the Holy Spirit is resident in your life to begin to call them back. Because so many of them have started their assignments, but they never completed their assignment. But I declare over you, Peggy D, that you are going to help them complete their assignment. There are so many people that started, but they have never finished. So go out there and help them finish in Jesus' name. And Ginger, I bless you, Ginger. Ginger SS, the gift of hospitality is operating in your life. And you are such a hospitable person. That's a wonderful gift. And the ability to wash people's feet and the ability to make them welcome in your home and the ability to serve is going to bring great dividends. Great. I declare great dividends. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. John A., how about you? God is what? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, how about you? Why don't you do it? There's other people that you've helped do it, but I believe the Holy Ghost is saying now, you do it. You've helped other people do it, and you do it. And there are partners that are waiting to help you. And I bless you as you go forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dana D. M. Dana D. M. You are a woman of great courage, and you have you are one that is able to be content with the simple things of life. And I declare there's going to come a day that you're going to minister in nations that are very poverty filled with poverty filled nations. And God has already taught you how to live in meager conditions and how to live in sacrificial situations. And so I declare in Jesus' name that God is preparing something bigger and greater for you than you have ever known and you have ever experienced in your entire life. And Nancy B., I bless you, Nancy. And you have an incredible gift of teaching and writing curriculum. You're just a studious person, and you're also a great teacher, so I bless you. And Ruth C., I bless you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, if it were not possible, I wouldn't have told you. But I know it's possible. And the things that I've dealt with you and put in your heart, you must move forward on. And I believe that God is helping you to do that. Polly C., you are a blessing. You are a blessing, and there is an inheritance waiting for you that you need to take up and do something with. And you can take the inheritance that God has given you, and you can invest it in the proper place and watch the Holy Spirit grow it, expand it, and enlarge it. And Annas, I bless you, a faithful woman of God. In Jesus' name, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's about time that you begin to plan on the trip of a lifetime. The trip of a lifetime. You've been faithful serving others, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to take the trip of a lifetime. I prophesied over a couple in London years ago that they were going to take a trip around the world. Later, they began to contact me from different places that they were visiting in the world. So I'm not saying you're going to go around the world, although you may, Annas, but I declare this is the trip of a lifetime, and you're to prepare for it. And if you don't have the money, you're to speak that word into existence. Just see it. If you can see it, you can have it. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Jenny R., in the name of the Lord, I bless you. I declare that you are ministering into people that are in trouble. They are in trouble, and they don't know which way to turn. They've tried to make it on their own, but now now they're in deep trouble, and you're going to help them. You're going to be one that holds their hand, and you're going to be one that holds people's hands in times of great despair. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And Rhonda Kay, the anointing of God is upon you. And there are people that are waiting for your ministry, and you are making more progress than you think. And your message is going out across America and around the world, and you are extending a helping hand. And they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And you've sown in much tears, and you're going to reap in much joy. And the joy is going to be so many, many people that are encouraged and helped and delivered by your message. And so I declare that the harvest is coming. Harvest is coming your way. Joanne P. Joanne P., how about you? How about all of these years that you have seemingly been a support person? You have been one that that walks with people, encourages them, and strengthens them. How about now? How about you stepping up into this new position? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, step up into this new position. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Hey, Monica N. Monica N. Wow. I declare that you are a runner. There are some people that walk through life, but you run. And when you run, you create enthusiasm. You are a spark in so many, many people's lives, and so many different people groups are going to be blessed by the spark that you give when you run through the camp and make a certain noise, a certain sound. They're going to pick up on that sound of jubilation. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for every person that has been listening here on this Prophetic Tuesday. Maybe I did not call their name. Maybe I was not able to speak into their lives today. But I pray, Lord, that you will speak to them. And it's amazing what God can do. I encourage you to get my book of instruction. It's free. Doesn't cost anything. Just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And click on resources, and you'll see my book, a prophetic book by Dale Gentry. This is God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And there'll be some instructions that's going to help you. Father, I pray that every person that has been listening today will be blessed. And I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would speak to them and you would talk to them. And because I know that you desire to do that, because you are a God that wants to speak prophetic words, revelatory words into our lives. And Father, I pray for people that have been sowing into Breakout Prayer Network. And I pray for those that may have a seed that they would like to sow into Breakout Prayer Network to help us call America to pray. And if you'd like to do that, you can send a check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. You can also use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Down at the bottom of the page, you can click the donate button. And Breakout Prayer Network, this internet prayer station, is supported by people that believe in us, by loyal listeners. So I encourage you to give today to Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for being a part of the program today. This program will be replayed, and also the prophetic sessions that we've had the past several weeks, those are being posted on BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com. And then you just look to the left of the page and you'll see all of these prophetic sessions. Boy, it's been a great day. Stay tuned. Delvin Kinzer with the news. Roy Beard with Word from the Wall. And we continue here on BPN Radio. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you. their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.